Longtime Monroe County Commissioner Iris Kiesling is serving her final term on the board this year, and two candidates are competing to replace her, the Democratic candidate Amanda Barge and the Republican candidate Paul White Sr. met at the WFHB studios for a conversation about county issues. Both candidates will be on the ballot this November. In this next clip, they speak first about Monroe County's new public safety income tax. That tax took effect at the beginning of October, and about a third of the revenue will be spent on the county's 911 dispatch center. The rest of the money will be spent on various projects that fall under the umbrella of public safety. Some of the money is expected to pay for more sheriff's deputies and changes to the county jail. The conversation with Barge and White was moderated by WFHB News Director Joe Crawford.
So Amanda, first of all, did you support that idea of a public safety tax? And second, how do you think that money, being that it seems like it's going to be coming in, about $7 million a year, mm-hmm. how should that money be spent?
So first, the first question is, do I support it? And I would say, yes, I support it. I think, though, that in terms of how that money should be spent, I'm always dubious when we get money and we don't really, there's no clear direction. And so my concern is that at this point we don't have clear direction as to where that, and everybody will have competing priorities. And it is obvious to me that we need to be sitting down with our residents now. We need to be sitting down with the city because I can guarantee you the city has a different opinion than the county about what needs to happen. So we all need to be sitting down. And I know people hate task forces, but quite frankly, this is an area where I think we need to have a task force. We need to have a public safety task force. And I say people don't like it because sometimes people think we create these committees just and do nothing. But this is something that needs to be created to develop priorities, much like advisory councils, where we develop the priority for how to spend the money. And it includes residents, it includes elected officials, and it includes stakeholders in our community. So I said that in the primary. I really feel like this is an area where we need kind of an ad hoc group to discuss. And I would be happy to be part of that discussion.
Do you agree, Paul?
Partly.
It's okay, Paul. You can disagree.
I got the floor now? Okay. First off, I really don't like seeing new taxes implemented. And especially, I do not like seeing new taxes implemented when, we're going to raise a tax and we'll figure out how we're going to spend it later. Mm-hmm. That makes as much sense as a particular federal program with a senator who said, well, let's just pass it. We'll read it and find out what's in it later. First off, let's define the need. If there is a need, how can we address that need without raising a tax? If it comes to the point where we need to raise a tax, okay, but it's going to address the need. It's not going to be a big, huge slush fund, which this has become. And quite honestly, if I was on the county council, if the county council had the clout to do it, I would say, no, we're not going to raise this tax. I'm not even sure. I still don't understand the schematic and the way this thing was done to begin with. And the city of Bloomington is the one who can make all the decisions. That is not right.
Mm-hmm. So you're the person who wins this race, whether it's Paul White Sr. or Amanda Barge, is going to replace Iris Kiesling, who's been on the commission for a very long time. She's also been probably one of the most staunch skeptics about the materials recovery facility at the Solid Waste Management District. She's been on the board there helping make decisions about that. So I'm curious to know, let's start with Amanda. Do you support the construction of a materials recovery facility? MRF, as it's called.
Great question. Gosh, it's just ongoing discussion. So the the county approved $100,000for the 2017 budget for a consultant to look at this very issue. And I'm usually pretty wary of when we bring in a consultant, just what are the objectives and what are the goals and what is their agenda. In this situation, I think if we bring in somebody who's actually built a MRF, that would be helpful. Because as far as I can tell from everyone I've talked to or listened to in county government or the city, nobody really understands this issue super well. And so I would say, first of all, I do support that. And if it's somebody who understands our community and has built a MRF. And then second, I would want to see a comprehensive plan. And is it a fiscally responsible plan? Is it something that is actually financially feasible?
Do you think it is financially feasible from what you've seen?
From what I've seen and from just listening to elected officials, there's a lot of concern that it's not. And so I have yet to see the evidence that it is. That doesn't mean I would be opposed to it. And I'm giving you my true answer at this point. From what I understand, a lot of people have a lot of concern about whether it's financially feasible. It doesn't seem to be a high need. In my opinion, this is not a priority. So,
Paul?
Well, I happen to be on the Monroe County Solid Waste District Citizens Advisory Committee. I have been concerned since I was asked to be on the committee of whether this was a feasible plan or not. I'm still concerned about it. Larry Barker, who was the director of the district, assured me that it was very feasible. And he showed me facts and figures, and they sure are a bunch of facts and figures there. What I think we need to start with is an education and it's beginning to work, I believe, in our school system for recycling, reducing, and reuse.
Just before we move all the way past this, though, do you think that it's financially viable to have a materials recovery facility?
At this time, I'm not convinced that it is. If it's going to be viable, it has to be self-sustaining. I'm hopeful that it could be self-sustaining. And part of that is the way you manage it. So at the moment, I don't think it is.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we just have a couple more minutes left. And I want to get to this last question, which is just, you know, if you can tell the listeners, what is the number one thing that you would like to see Monroe County do differently, you know, something that you could affect as county commissioner? Paul White, Sr.
I think that Monroe County needs to be more business friendly. Businesses should be able to locate here and the businesses that are here not leave because of the tax structures, the zoning regulations, and requirements, even with the stormwater retention ponds that seem to be going into play. Businesses don't want to be here. And we can see, and it's not all just Monroe County, but we can see because of the closing of Otis Elevator and the now closing of GE, the longtime closing of ABB Westinghouse, our economy is on a downslide. And so we need to do things to attract, maintain businesses here. I think we can do that. I think that is probably one of the biggest issues that we have. And it's going to take cooperation, not just from Monroe County, the city of Bloomington, because the city of Bloomington also places undue burden on these businesses. And the city of Bloomington, Monroe County and all the surrounding towns in Monroe County, even outlying counties, are made better because of having good business here.
Amanda Barge, what's the number one thing you'd like to see Monroe County do differently?
I think we need to have a better focus on the health of our citizens, and I think that's something that I would absolutely bring to the board right now. So we need to focus on kind of three areas, and one is just, you know, if you look at crime related to mental health issues and addiction, we have to do something. And I understand there are a lot of great people in this community working on it, but as commissioner, I would prioritize bringing people together, both, again, from the health board, from the city, from residents to professionals, everybody who has a stake in this or who doesn't, who just cares about seeing our Monroe County be a better place. And I just want to add real quick, business. Yes, we need small business on the west side of Bloomington, the west side of this community. We need to encourage small business. So I just want to throw that in there.
Thank you.
That was Democratic candidate for Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge speaking with the Republican candidate Paul White Sr. The discussion was moderated by WFHB News Director Joe Crawford. The full interview will air next Wednesday, October 12th, during a special episode of Standing Room Only, beginning at 6 p.m.